More than 100 countries signed a treaty banning cluster bombs today in Norway. Laos and Lebanon, both hard hit by the munitions, followed the host country in signing the treaty. The Holy See also signed the document and was a major force in urging other countries to support the effort to ban the deadly weapons, which often hurt innocent victims months and years after the end of a conflict. Pope Benedict lent his personal support to the conference, which drafted the treaty last May, and also publicly expressed his prayers for the victims of cluster munitions. The major manufacturers of the weapons, including the United States, Russia and China, have refused to sign the treaty. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
The widespread use of cluster munitions over many decades have resulted in a large number of civilian casualties, as well as the contamination of vast areas of land.
The reality is that there have been major and long-lasting impacts on civilian populations every time cluster munitions have been used for the last 60 years.
At a convention on cluster munitions held last week, the head of the International Committee of the Red Cross's Arms Unit, Peter Herbie, spoke about the danger of the bombs.
The problem since the beginning has been that a huge portion of these don't work. They remain on the ground as lethal debris. Because they're small, children pick them up and often kill themselves or injure themselves and their friends or families by trying to manipulate them. They're attractive, dangerous, and lethal.
The agreement signed in Oslo on Wednesday prohibits the use, production, stockpiling, and transfer of cluster munitions. It also commits those signing the agreement to destroying stockpiles, clearing contaminated areas, and helping victims. About 1,000 people, including British Foreign Secretary David Miliband and France's Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, attended the ceremony. But Washington and Moscow say cluster bombs have legitimate military uses, such as repelling advancing troop columns. They argue that a comprehensive ban would hurt world security and endanger military cooperation on humanitarian work with countries that signed the accord. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.